fighting for America.
I'm a good member who made a mistake, and I'm apologizing, and I'm asking for forgiveness. It's a terrible mistake, and I'll never do it again.
Fighting for Idaho.
You have to know what you have, how you're going to spend it, and until you can use what you have effectively, the rest of it doesn't matter.
You know, you've harped on this $600,000 quite a bit. Could you just let it go?
You can't just throw money at a problem and hope that it gets better.
Fighting for you.
You know, it's not about Kevin Miller, Kevin Kipp, Kevin Miller, Kevin Miller. You know, it's about the issues. It's about the people. And it really is one remarkable show. I can't thank you enough.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Win cash right now. Call 877-854-WINS. That's 877-854-9467. The 25th nationwide caller wins $1,000 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good luck, everybody. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. We're joined by Phil Hardy. We'll take your calls on what happened last night if you missed it.
It was a good day. I've been with Andrew for 16 years. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful 4-year-old boy together, and to be part of this is amazing, and I'm overwhelmed.
Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
It's inevitable that the rest of the country will follow suit, but nobody would think Idaho would come in, well, I think, is number 19. So it's pretty exciting.
This ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men.
Your thoughts?
Wow, that's something. That's a great lead-in. I agree with Attorney General Wozin, who you just had on earlier, that this is something that's going to be needs to be taken up by the Supreme Court. And I suppose a lot of states, and Idaho included, are going to wonder what's it going to take for them to just get on with this. I know they don't want to do it, but they have
get
to
get on
do
with
it.
What? The gay marriage?
They have to get on with making a decision on whether or not this is going to be the law of the land or not.
Well, if the Supreme Court would make a decision.
Yeah, they need to take up the case. And it doesn't look like this is going to happen anytime soon.
We go to the phones at 580-KIDO. We go to Pro-Life, who's been on hold for 37 minutes. Thank you for your patience.
Well, Phil and the Attorney General are wrong. The jurisdiction of criminal law, marriage law, sexual law is the jurisdiction of the states. Historically, it was never federal jurisdiction. So what a state should do if they're really going to be constitutionally correct, they just send a note to the federal government. We're going to enforce our amendment. We don't care what your courts say. We're not going to show up at court. Our attorneys won't be there because you don't have jurisdiction. That is one of the remedies. It's the right one. And I suppose Attorney General Wozin is going to have the Nuremberg defense in the great judgment after all this is over. He'll say, I was just following orders, the orders of the Supreme Court. And he's wrong. And all those people that take that's going to be settling the Supreme Court are wrong about it. So that's my position.
All right. We thank you, and thank you for your time. By the way, make sure you repost that we're promoting you on Facebook, by the way, there, Phil.
I appreciate that.
Don't be a taker. Be a giver.
I will. Sharing is caring.
Terry at 580KIDO, thank you for your patience. 27 minutes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm okay. Would you like to talk to Phil? He gets hurt when we don't talk about him.
Phil, I've got so much to say to you. Where would you like me to begin?
Where you been hiding, Phil?
Yeah, let's start. So yeah. Where have you been hiding?
I think the listener has other questions he'd
His
like to
His name
is
Terry.
Terry, go ahead.
No, Phil, where have you been hiding?
Yeah, no, Phil, where have you been hiding?
It's an echo.
Oh, I see. No, I've been working. There are many times I've hung out here with Kevin. I just haven't gone on the air.
Last time we spoke about the Chinese.
Well, thanks for bringing that back up. So the Chinese, what about the gays?
Well, that's where we're going next, you know.
Well, the gay
it's
Chinese.
It's unfortunate because we're allowing those that are not of the conservative mindset to actually reinterpret everything. And what being an American means has been redefined. I'm very sad to call myself an American under these new definitions. I'm from the old school. I am an American by the old definition, you know. And to
you're a traditional American.
Traditional American. Old's okay, though, too. But, yeah, very traditional. And, it's just a very sad place we're going. It's a very dark place we're going. And being from back east, I've seen many of these subcultures, you know, what happens to them, where they go, you know, the perversion, the absolute darkness that entails, you know, their whole culture. And it's coming to Idaho now, and it's like, wow, these people who are not voting, these people who are not involved and not engaged in preserving their own republic, don't tell me about it later. I've seen it. You've been warned. What's coming your way is going to be beyond what you really want to stomach. And you're going to reach that place where you're going to be in your closet someday, and you're going to be on your knees, and you're going to be in a very sad place. And it's going to be like those people that start clabbering about the bad parts of our government. And I ask them, do you vote? And some of them say no. And I say, shut up. Go away. I don't want to talk to you no more. And, you know, I'm reaching that point. You know, if you aren't going to be involved and engaged in the preservation of your own republic, the fact that we would allow gays to get married, they aren't getting married. They're getting united. They're getting joined. Call it whatever you want. But marriage has always had the same definition. And, you know, I have a great relationship with my wife. We've had a great family. I've got grandchildren. I've got children. Nobody's going to redefine that in my heart under no terms. Will I go to the guillotine for that if necessary? Absolutely. Phil, don't hide.
No, I think I think your sentiments are probably shared by a lot of the listeners. And really, to me, what it is, it comes down to it's pretty much the end of federalism. You know, that states can have their individual laws that suit the people of those particular states, and I think that's probably the greatest shame. It makes you wonder why we have so many layers of government if everything is just going to come out of Washington.
Terry, thank you for the call. 580-5436. Two things going on. Number one, your reaction to last night's ruling by the federal judge telling Idaho to go stuff it, that marriage is redefined here in the Gem State, and people saying, oh, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it time to throw a celebration? Of course, as I've said and I've blogged about this, not so fast, my friend. We have our good friend, political analyst Phil Hardy with us from Strategies 360 to talk a little bit about this. Is there any political benefit to this ruling last night? Does this help or hurt anybody right now running for election or reelection?
As far as a Republican goes, I don't think it hurts or helps anyone. I think that every single candidate for Republican office is going to be sending out a press release today saying that they oppose the decision of the court and that they support the governor's position, which is their position. So I don't see it being any real change. It could be interesting because in the general election, AJ versus Butch, I can't see even AJ coming out in support of this because it would hurt him with so many quote-unquote independent voters.
However, on the other hand, you're already assuming that Butch Otter is going to win in the primary. Are you predicting that right now? Are you predicting that?
It's hard for me to predict
that.
Are
you going to retract that statement then?
I think that, you know what, all right, I do think that the likelihood is that Butch will win the primary, and then we'll face A.J. Belukoff in the general, but it's too soon to tell.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning along with Phil Hardy. Let's get back to this, though. I think you're wrong. I think this has a huge benefit to the governor. I think this has a huge benefit to the attorney general because they're going to be seen by even their harshest critics as fighting for traditional marriage values. Now, if you're running Senator Fulcher's campaign, and I know you're very close with those folks, you know, you can have the Congressman Labrador victory tour, or you could have been issuing a statement last night. You could be holding a press conference. You could be setting the bar trying to get in on this. But the wind appears, at least in this issue, to be at the governor's back. Now, there's a big piece in the paper today comparing the two. To me, I compare this to Superstorm Sandy right before the election that helped the president. Does this help the governor? I ask you again. You say no.
Well, I think it'll help the governor in the shortest possible term of today, you know, maybe tomorrow for the amount of publicity and media that he will get. But as I said, every single Republican candidate is going to oppose the decision of this court. And that is a symptom of what is really so depressing about the lack of what we have in federalism here, where the majority, the vast majority of Idahoans, probably 65%, are opposed to this, and yet the courts are legislating from the bench. And that is what's really so disturbing. Right. I'm not even sure all Democrat candidates are going to be in support of this decision in Idaho. It's a very conservative state. And it is a surprise that we are one of the states that are on the front half of this curve rather than one of the very last. But that's what you can't control. And as you mentioned, the Ninth Circuit Court is probably the most liberal court there is.
Right. But on the other hand, this has been a consistent, contrived conspiracy by the left to overturn the will of the people, the tyranny of the bench. And quite frankly, and we'll take your calls on this at 580-5436, if the referendum were held today, how would you vote? How would you vote? In 06, it was 63%. I think that it would be more today. Let's move on to some of these other political races while we take some more phone calls here with our friend Phil Hardy at 580-KIDO. The Smith-Simpson race, I can recall when we were just talking about this, it seems years ago, it's about ready to come to an end. Channel 7 trying to make some bones with their big debate that'll air 6:30 on Sunday morning for you politicos between Mike Simpson and Brian Smith. 30 minutes, 22 minutes is not a lot of time.
No, it's not. And I have heard Mr. Smith on several interviews on your station, on your show particularly. He has continued to improve, but the tsunami of money that is being spent by Congressman Simpson is starting to become overwhelming. The news that the Club for Growth isn't spending any additional money on his campaign, while it certainly looked bad in the papers, Mr. Smith had about $500,000 cash on hand at the end of March. He certainly has enough money to get his message out. But currently what you're really hearing is the fact that Mike Simpson has more than double or triple that amount of money going in on the final airwaves. So it's really looking very difficult for Mr. Smith at this point.
Does that offset... can that be offset by the grassroots passion to get rid of Simpson?
You know, I've always said if I'm Congressman Simpson, I hope it doesn't rain on next Tuesday. You know, the most passionate, fired up part of our base as a conservative party are those people who are looking for the challengers, who are looking for something different. They are definitely going to vote. And in fact, I would think many of them have already voted. But when we're talking about the majority of new people, new Republicans, people who have registered Republican who never would have considered themselves a Republican before, just to participate in this election, those are the people we don't know how they're going to turn out.
We go to the phones. We go to Gary in Nampa at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Kevin. Thought I might help you out to clarify your concern over the ruling yesterday on the gay issue. That being is that... Hearing the Attorney General, shall we say, the rhetoric of defending the Constitution and such, he well knows that your analysis is correct. This was an orchestrated entry into the federal court. However, it was entered into an Article I court, and that is the U.S. magistrate judge ruled on it, who generally handles nothing but misdemeanors. But pro-life has the right idea, but he's too late. Anybody with just the 101 knowledge of how the court works, whenever you enter the court, you subject yourself to that jurisdiction. And the Attorney General well knew that when they went into an Article I court submitting their various arguments, whatever it was, to the Article I judge. It will then be ruled on by the Ninth Circuit appellate under Article I rules, not a judicial Article III court. This matter is very simple, and I'm surprised that somebody hadn't called in and said this issue is a separation of church and state. That's the issue. The church, the entire Western religions, Christian religions, is based upon the biblical definition of marriage. Very simple. So you have a separation of church and state. The state, Article I courts, will rule as a civil union. Nobody is denying the gay and lesbians the right to have a civil union, which allows them all the economic, all the emotional, and all the love that they want to give to adopted children. So be it. Nobody argues that. The issue is the definition of marriage. And the state cannot interrupt that. It's the separation of the church and state. And that was the issue that should have been raised. They should have challenged the jurisdiction of that court when it was first entered. Now, as somebody once said, is that now he and Butch can say, hey, I'm just going by what the Supreme Court of the United States ruled on the matter. I tried to defend the Constitution of the state of Idaho, and it's all nonsense.
I'm with you, Gary. Thank you for the call. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, your thoughts?
I tend to agree. I think that this is a bamboozled, you know, this was written on the cards. We knew this was coming as soon as Utah, as soon as Ohio. And it's just a disturbing situation where, you know, legislating from the bench, tyranny from the bench.
More coming up. Your calls, your reaction to last night's ruling, plus political analysis from our friend Phil Hardy, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Same-sex marriage supporters gathered on the Capitol steps last night to celebrate the judge's ruling.
It's inevitable that the rest of the country will follow suit. Nobody would think Idaho would come in, well, I think it's number 19. It's pretty exciting.
Judge Dale says the state must issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples starting at 9 o'clock on Friday morning.
Kevin Miller in the morning, Phil Hardy with us. Coming up, Monica Hopkins from the ACLU. We are taking your calls on this issue. So, is it raining men?
For some people, apparently so.
We go to the phones, and speaking of a guy that's down with the boys, Liberal Steve at 580KIDO.
Hey, don't use the term boys. Okay, that's a derogatory term.
Oh, now boys is derogatory.
We're gonna run out of words here, man.
Hey, boy. It ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men. Hey, you know, you got love and understanding and all-around feeling of warmth and goodness when something like this happens. You know, Kevin, if you and Phil were single and you really, really loved each other, after today, you go downtown and get married.
Well, actually, no. It's stayed until Friday.
Oh,
and then, then there'll be an injunction on the injunction function.
Well, you and I and Phil and everyone that's got half an ounce of gray matter between their ears knows that marriage will be legal in Idaho.
No, marriage is legal between a man and a woman in Idaho.
And how long, everything I've said, I'm not a prophet, but everything I've said has come true.
I do give you that. You did say Obama was reelected, and I didn't fulfill my bet on that one.
It's not going away. I mean, we have a governor in there that was born in 1940-something. That's closer to 1900 than it is to 2000. So he's from the old school. I don't hold anything against him for his values and this and that. But most men, as they get older, kind of step aside and be with their families and guide their grandchildren. And I don't want to hang out with a bunch of lobbyists. You know, that's why I didn't run. I thought it over. You know, come on. Let the guys in their 30s and 40s step up, the people that need to really run America.
You know, you might tolerate age discrimination, but we don't on this program, sir. Tea Party Bob joins us at 580KIDO with our special guest, Phil Hardy.
Speaking of age discrimination.
We're not discriminating you.
Phil, it's so nice to have you back on.
Oh, it was a surprise to me, but it's great to be back. How you doing, Bob?
Well, good. I was kind of wanted to get on with you and talk to you about our last little chat, which had to do with Fannie Mae, and now you see what's going on with the government since you're on the other side of it. You have been pretty much a proponent of things that were going to happen here in Idaho. I think you now are seeing the light that there are some problems here and that maybe the governor might not actually win this election. Is that correct?
Phil just predicted that the governor was going to win, and he was going to win handily.
I did not say that.
That's not what he said, Kevin. He's right. He didn't say that.
Hold on. You said that there would be a showdown between A.J. Belukov and Butch Otter. Did you not?
That's my gut, yeah.
Did you not?
I said that.
And then I said to you, do you believe that Governor Otter is going to win?
I think it's likely that he's going to win.
Likely?
Yeah.
And then you retracted that statement.
Well,
which is it?
I think that it's going to be very close. It's very, very close.
It's going to be a very close election. It's going to be down to the nitty-gritty. And it's all going to be taking place here at Ada and Canyon County.
I think it's going to be everywhere, don't you, Bob?
No, sir, I don't. And I have a little bit of a better tenor for this than you do, since I've been calling to people around the state. I think this whole race is going to be won or lost right here in these two counties. But I do think that they pulled ahead a lot in the last couple of weeks. I know there's a lot of money being poured into the campaigns. But as you see the changes that are going on here, you know, the reason that this race is so close is because a lot of the things that Otter did were against what the people wanted. You know, we've got Common Core, we've got Obamacare. You can be sure if he gets reelected, we'll have a gas tax, and we're also going to have Medicaid expansion.
And why didn't somebody make the case for that during the campaign?
Which case?
That we were going to have these...
That's been made over and over again.
Have you heard any of that, Phil?
It's been a very quiet sort of campaign.
No, answer my question.
You're right. I have not heard that.
I have not heard somebody say, if I'm elected, no new taxes. Sign the no new tax pledge. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that at all.
We have had people do that.
No. I'm talking about the candidates, in all fairness. Look, if I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong. But I haven't heard that. Phil, have you heard it?
I have not heard that. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking about a gas tax, am I correct? Is that what you're talking about, Kevin?
Talking about any tax, Tea Party Bob.
Okay. Well,
okay,
you're
a political animal. Why couldn't the Fulcher campaign have come out with, I pledge not to raise taxes, and I challenge the governor to sign my new no-tax pledge?
Well, you'd never get the governor to sign a no-tax pledge.
It would have made, let's ask the arbiter of truth here, Phil Hardy, would that have made news?
I think it would have made news, sure.
It's very possible, but I think Fulcher has come out in many of his statements and basically has said he does not want to raise taxes on anything.
By the way, in all fairness to Phil Hardy, he was talking to me about Senator Fulcher about 4.5 years ago, I believe.
I've always thought he'd run for governor.
Yeah, I think as a person to look out for in the good way, you've always been a fan of his.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I want to see you out there supporting him.
Well, Tea Party Bob, you're still on suspension.
Yes, I understand that. One more week, is that correct?
One more week, you know. This time next week is going to be a great day. It's going to be just peaceful.
Yes, I'm kind of looking for that peace myself since I'm running, too.
Well, now, there you go. We got to let you go on that one.
Take care.
All right, Tea Party Bob to Arvell in Fruitland at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Yes, thank you, Kevin. The gay marriage ruling is really not about fairness. It's about forcing the citizens of our state to accept gays' perverted lifestyle as normal and to receive the benefits that normal citizens enjoy. And regardless of how the courts rule on this, we need to address the moral degradation that's going on in our nation. And we need to get back to God and what God says. And I know that some gays will say, Jesus, he's all for it. Well, if we quote what Jesus said in the Bible, it'll be like in Matthew 19:4-5, he said we were made male and female for intimacy between a man and his wife. And that's the way it has always been and always will be. We can't change the laws of God to our own liking. It's just not going to work. And we're doomed if we don't get back to God and get right with him and follow what he says, not do our own thing.
Thank you, Arvell. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
All right. More coming up with Phil Hardy, Monica Hopkins of the ACLU. Are you hanging or are you leaving? You got to go?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
You got a big opportunity here to be back, and you're dissing us?
I'm not dissing you. You're my buddy.
Yes, sure. Actions speak louder than words, folks.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
A federal judge ruled Idaho's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional.
Judge Candy Dale said Idaho's laws strongly stigmatize gay and lesbian couples, and their second-class status is without sufficient reason.
It is a good day. I've been with Andrew for 16 years. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful 4-year-old boy together. And to be part of this is amazing, and I'm overwhelmed.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. 580 KIDO, are you happy? Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-5436. We're joined by the soon-to-be departing Monica Hopkins of the ACLU. She's leaving us for Washington, D.C. We're not happy about that, Monica. Hello, Monica. Hello, Monica. All right. I guess she's not happy either. All right. Well, the song said she was. Everybody was happy. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDL. Don't you hate that when you have, like, a great intro and a great everything else, and then it just falls flat? And you're saying, well, Kevin, how can you do that on the radio? Well, the radio is really easy because I just sit in a room with a lot of windows looking out, looking in, that sort of thing. And once again, we will try this one more time. Monica Hopkins getting ready to leave us for the ACLU in Washington, D.C., and we're not happy about that. And in fact, this is the second time we've said that. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Kevin. It truly is a bittersweet departure, so thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for understanding and appreciating the format here. So first off, why are you leaving? I mean, I know this isn't about you, but you've worked passionately hard here in Idaho, and to leave must have been a tough decision.
It was a really tough decision, and, you know, we've done really, really great things here in Idaho, and it just seemed like a great opportunity, next step in my professional career.
Well, stay away from Frank Underwood.
I'll try my hardest.
Well, we appreciate that. So a lot of folks, including myself, are not happy about what happened yesterday. Your thoughts on the decision and why is it important, and what do you expect to happen next, ma'am?
Well, you know, the court was right to strike down the discriminatory law, and this ruling is a significant step forward in recognizing full equality. I think Judge Dale's decision, you know, really states it quite clearly that, you know, the state had offered no evidence that same-sex marriage would adversely affect opposite-sex marriages or the well-being of children. And, you know, the justifications that the state made echoed the unsubstantiated fears that, you know, could not prop up anti-miscegenation laws of the 1960s and rigid gender roles of gays in our past. So this ruling really makes it so all loving, committed couples get the recognition and peace of mind that the protections and civil rights of marriage provide.
On the other hand, could you look at this as the tyranny of the judiciary, considering that you had 63% of the folks in 2006 define marriage as that between a man and a woman?
No, I actually don't see it as the tyranny of the judiciary.
I'm surprised that you don't see it that way.
What I do see it as is the tyranny of the majority, because anytime we put civil rights to a referendum, we have vulnerable populations or the minority who are subject to the tyranny of the majority. And so this is exactly why we do not put civil rights in a referendum.
Well, and again, if you define civil rights by behavior.
It's not defined by behavior here. There are over 1,000 civil rights and responsibilities assigned to the institution that we call marriage. Government is in the marriage business as civil rights. So we have, you know, people can have claim to their children together through the institution of marriage. They can have hospital rights. They can have, you know, rights to inherit property without being additionally taxed. So as long as the government attaches over 1,000 civil rights to this institution of marriage, this is a civil rights issue.
Hmm. So the case moves on to the Ninth Circuit and eventually the Supreme Court, whether they want to or not, will have to deal with this topic.
Well, you know, given all of the cases that are going on across the United States, it seems inevitable. But the next stage in this for us will obviously be to see whether or not the state is granted their stay, which they filed this morning, and we'll see probably before Friday if that happens or not. And so if the stay is granted, then the state will appeal. And we have to remember the state keeps spending money on these things as we go forward.
What do you say to people, though, that disagree with you?
Well, I think it's been borne out in the court cases, including the Supreme Court case that was won in the issue of Windsor, that this is inevitable. And courts keep coming down on the side that this is a constitutional issue. And we may not all agree on that, but as I said, as long as the government attaches over 1,000 civil rights to the institution of marriage, this is a civil rights issue, and so I don't know what else to say.
No, I was going to say, but Windsor really didn't deal with that. Windsor booted it back to California. They punted on it because the California Attorney General didn't defend it, which was his constitutional duty.
No,
and in DOMA was the same way.
Well, but
because the president didn't defend DOMA, which was his constitutional duty.
Well, in the issue of Windsor, you did have something that was unique to New York, but the same thing that was going on in New York. So Edie Windsor was married to her partner, Thea, and when she inherited property upon Thea's death because she had been taking care of Thea during their 42-year marriage and Thea passed away from multiple sclerosis, when she inherited that property, she got a bill from the government, the federal government, saying, you owe us $300,000. Now, you have the same issues going on here in the state of Idaho, where couples are married in other states who legally recognize marriage, who reside within our states. And it is unfair that the state does not recognize their marriages. And so if a partner passes away, they have no legal right binding them together.
Hmm. Well, you know, we heard earlier in the last century, or later in the last century, the civil unions would do that. But the debate will continue, and you and I could go in circles and circles. But I do want to, you know, we never met in person, but whether we agree or not, I admire your passion, and thank you very much for making yourself available. And like I said, watch out for Remy and Frank Underwood and Claire and everyone else. We do wish you well. Anything that you would like to say about what you'll miss about the Treasure Valley, Monica?
You know, I think that I will miss the people of the Treasure Valley, and I really want to thank you for having me on multiple times on your show. I've always enjoyed civilly debating the issue.
Well, thank you, and please come back and visit, and good luck to you, and we're all very proud of you, ma'am.
Great. Thanks so much, Kevin.
All right. Take care. That is Monica Hopkins joining us here at 580KIDO, and Scott from Notice wants to ask her a question. My bad on that one. But, Scott, you can throw it out to the general public here at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good. In fact, your question was one that I had, but I thought, well, Monica's leaving. Let's just get her out and get back to the calls. So my apologies.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I just wanted to know because, you know, they keep saying about, you know, the rights of the gays and everything and that we're which this country is, you know, we vote for laws and everything and majority of people, you know, that's how we do it. But, you know, she says that they have the rights and we can't step on because they're minorities. But her group, which I don't agree with, you know, are they going to fight for the polygamists now as hard as they did with the gays and everybody else who claims that they have a right to marriage because they say now that gays, it doesn't affect the children. Well, polygamy, they'll say it doesn't affect the children. They're still loved and everything else. Is she going to do that? Is the ACLU going to do that now?
Yeah, what's next, really?
So,
Scott, thank you for listening, sir. We'll throw that out to the listening public.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Scott from Notice joining us now. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Very special program tomorrow. A big debate tonight between Governor Otter and Senator Fulcher. We will be giving you debate analysis and commentary from our panel of experts, i.e. you, while we are at Greenleaf Academy tomorrow with Pat from Middleton. How exciting for me. And we do want to thank CAPED for sponsoring our program, promoting our school, securing our future. We thank them very much. We thank all the people that sponsor us. And by the way, thank you for those of you that voted for Best of the Treasure Valley. You will not hear a solicitation from me for quite some time. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Let's get you to work, huh?
John Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The first person I called was my mom,
And she said, I'm so proud of you, Abby. And I don't think people understand what that means to Native Idahoans. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful four-year-old boy together, and to be part of this is amazing.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all
Kevin Miller here with a word of encouragement, but first, let's get you to work safely and on time. And here we are, the end of the program, but we hope we've inspired you to know that you are not alone. And regardless of what happens, and I'm sitting there taking a look and watching the slappies last night, thinking to myself, folks, we're with you. Folks, there is a solution. And it's you, it's me, it's all of us together. Let's face it. People are going to go, well, what do you think? I'll tell you what I think. I disagree with the decision. I know you do as well. We encourage the state to fight. Because if not, then we have ourselves to blame for not sticking up for Idaho, for not sticking up for America. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.
Serving Emmett.